Bay listed. K4 Alpha India Romeo.
Been a long time no talk to.
Been to contact you and try to get out for lunch. It's like something always comes up on Fridays. How y'all doing?
Running errands, and I gotta go going over to my dad's. He wants a water filtration system installed on his house, and I've done three of those, so I'm going over to look and see what it's going to take.
Is that just for yourself, or are you doing it as a business?
Well, I put one in at our house, and it went over so well that my mom wanted one, so I did hers, and then my mother-in-law wanted one, so went over and fixed one for her, and now Dad wants one.
Man in demand there. I guess you're still working, aren't you?
Yes, I'm still at it. Some people ask me about retirement, and I said, well, I have to work the day of my funeral.
Yeah, go on. Well, yeah, I was just reconnecting stuff here after the storm, and got the radio hooked up, and heard you call there. I thought I'd yell back at you.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've talked, and I just stay busy doing stuff around the house, and we put a generator hookup, and I got that done, and I've been spreading plastic on the house, redoing the vapor barrier, and that's an ongoing project. Of course, you know, our crawl space is so tight, you can't stay under there long. You have to come out every once in a while.
I mean, I think my days of going in the crawl space are over with. Getting too old and stiff and arthritic-y. Yeah, I like to have a generator. What kind did you get?
And probably something we won't, hopefully we never need, but we've got it set up now, so if we need it, it's there.
Problems here on this road I live on, at the upper end, there's the power lines are going up into a series of trees, and they have a tendency to blow over and fall down under ice and snow. They've done some clearing work. I hope they've got it so where it won't go out so much, but it seems like once a year we'd lose it here.
It works from home now, well, most of the time, so that's an issue. And plus, we've got two refrigerator freezers and then one freezer, so we've got some food there that we'd lose if, you know, with extended power outage.
Brother knows what you're talking about. He's lost a couple of different freezers, not from power outages, but from compressor failures, stuff like it. It gets pricey when you lose all that stuff.
We can have probably about $400 or $500 worth of food at any one time. So anyway, we've been working on that. I just put a new radio in the car here. My old one was, I bought it in 92, and it had some problems. The display was about shot, and the push-to-talk button on the microphone was about wore out, so I just broke down and bought a new Yaesu.
Good. I guess you had something about as old as what I'm using. I got this old Lenco here I bought down in the Anderson Hamfest, and I guess that was in the early 90s, but it hadn't been used much. In fact, I hadn't used it in years and got it out here recently. Had to place a backup battery in it, and it seems to work okay now.
Yaesu I was using, I bought it at Hamfest and Anderson, and bought it from Amateur Electronic Supply. That was the first new rig I bought, so it's still working. I just put it in the house there.
I was tempted to look at buying another one, but I don't really have anything in the car. You know, AES went out of business a few years ago. They're not even around anymore.
When I was looking for a radio, I tried to look them up, and I said they're gone now. But the owner, I guess, his name was Terry. He was there the day I bought this radio. He was sitting behind the table there.
Same Hamfest, or I know they came quite often, but the year that I remember, they actually brought their plane down, and they had a big setup there and everything.
When he told took off in that plane, he flew right over the Hemfest site. It's kind of a neat looking airplane.
There was a ham there that was a pilot. He got to fly it for a few minutes. I can't remember his name, but I think he's done passed on, but that was probably an experience.
But that was a neat plane. The major part of the wing was toward the back. And anyway, yeah, I remember those good old days going to the Hamfest there. I hadn't been to one here recently. Just had too much stuff going on. Of course, the Greenville Hamfest, I don't remember when it is. It might have passed already.
Yes, I used to get notices in the mail about Hamfest all the time, and I ain't got one in years. Like you, I hadn't been in a long time. I guess Shelby might have been the last time.
I was there a few years ago, and I had bought the main reason I bought a Hammond organ, and I wanted to go up there because I needed some replacement tubes for it. So I went up there with a list of tube numbers and came back with pretty well most everything that I needed. There was a couple there that I couldn't find, but I got some spare tubes for the organ and carried them and got somebody with a tube tester to check them and make sure they're all good. So I just put them up in the box in case I ever needed them.
Working on those organs, or is that in the past?
One in a while. I got mine running good, and the one at church, I fixed it up and got it running good, and put new tubes and the power amp on it, and had all the others checked, so it was good to go. And I used to play the organ at church, but we changed churches, and there's no organ where we're at now, so I don't know what to do.
We've got a piano and an organ, but we don't have anybody to play either one regularly. We need somebody to fill those positions. It really makes a difference during the congregational singing.
Yeah, I helped put a sound system in the church where we were going. Somebody had donated some really nice equipment, brand new stuff. So I fixed it all up. Me and a couple other guys worked on it. And I had to learn how to program the digital mixer. But that was quite an experience. We actually enjoyed working on all that.
Good. I used to do the sound stuff over here at Northside years ago. I know it needed some work when I left there. I don't know who's running it now, but that was a ministry I did for a little while.
Well, if you ever need any help with sound equipment, let me know. I'll be glad to come help any way I can, you know, to get things configured and set up and repaired or whatever.
Yeah, I know they're doing some upgrades and fixing things at the church I'm going to now, Harmony Baptist, but they just don't have enough people actually to man all the positions right now.
Well, I hate to cut it short, but I'm almost over here at Dad's. But good talking to you, Jack. Glad to hear from you.
Yeah, too, Larry. Yeah, I need to get out of here, too. You take care, and I'll try to contact you sometime. We'll finally do lunch one day. I'll 73s, and tell Rhonda said hi. KC4SKD, K4AIR, 73s.
Okay, tell Shirley we said hey, and good talking to you. And yeah, I'll be glad to go to lunch. I got some days coming. I got to take some time before I lose it. Take care, Jack. KC4SKD.